You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org. CEI Bookstore and Truth Publications have been serving you and your family since 1955. With their wide selection of Christian books, Bibles, gifts, and more, there is something there for everyone. Did you know that they ship thousands of packages a month all over the United States and the world? Stop by their storefront in Athens, Alabama, or shop their wide selection anytime at truthbooks.com. Be sure to use promo code MARKWHITE at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. That's promo code MARKWHITE at truthbooks.com for 15% off.
For all your strawberry needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm. Located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Hey, everybody. This is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey, y'all. This is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we share about a very special fundraiser. This fundraiser is very similar to what I did quite a few years ago for the Andrews family as we pursued a van for Laura. We were able to get Laura the van that she needed, and I'm so thankful for that. Now we have another family who has this need. It's the Goins family, and thanks to my friend Jamie Huey, I found out about their fundraiser, and right now I do have on the line with me Laura Goins. She is a mother to Joanna. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Laura.
Thank you, Mark.
Glad to have you, and I'm glad that we can share about this fundraiser today because a lot of people are looking for ways to make a difference, and through my show, I try to show them the avenues that they can take to make that difference.
Yeah, sounds great. I checked out your Facebook page and saw where you've done several posts like this and shows like this before helping others out. I really appreciate that.
You're most welcome. Let's talk about Joanna and her early years, what you found out about Joanna and what has led to needing a wheelchair accessible van in the first place.
Yeah, so our daughter, Joanna, she's 4 years old. She was born with a condition called FOXG1 syndrome. And FOXG1 syndrome is a rare genetic disorder that affects brain development in utero. And some of the issues that come along with that, that she has to deal with are epilepsy, severe developmental delays, several other medical issues. She's nonverbal, and she does not yet walk or stand or sit up unassisted. She goes to multiple therapies a week to work on helping her reach those goals of walking, standing, and sitting. So she's our family is a very active family. We're involved in our church and community events, and I am her primary caregiver, and I transport her around. And right now we just have a standard van, and so I lift her in and out of her car seat and then have to get her adaptive stroller out and put her in it. And the bigger she gets, the harder that just gets on me. And so we started looking into wheelchair accessible vans and talking to other families with kids like Joanna who have gotten wheelchair accessible vans, and it's a pretty big expense. And so we just wanted to start saving up for it. So we decided to start a fundraiser and put our own money into it. And now we've opened that up to our friends and family in our community to start saving up for this big expense.
And it is a reality, Laura, that she will outgrow the van that you currently have. And it is important for a young person as they grow to have comfort like everyone else. It can be a very uncomfortable situation. And I know that there are people out there who want to try to help in this fundraiser and make a difference in your family's lives. One of the things that I think about is all of the people that came together for the Andrews family during the fundraiser. How many people were so supportive of getting the van for Laura? Is that what you have found since you have started this fundraiser?
Yeah, so we just started this particular fundraiser yesterday, and we've already had several donations given. And so we know from doing, we've done a couple of other small fundraisers for Joanna for smaller pieces of equipment, and the support that we get from our church and our community and our family is just, it's overwhelming. And so we knew, we were pretty confident that if we ask these people again to help us with this, that we would get lots of support and help. This is the biggest expense, you know, we've had so far for her. And so we really need to drum up as much support as we can.
Thinking about Joanna's situation, I have a friend, her name's Hannah Wilson. She's an author, and she wrote the book Charlie May's First Day. And I had Hannah on the show to share about Charlie May, and she has epilepsy, and she is nonverbal. She's confined to a wheelchair. And I do want to try to connect you both, because I believe that you probably could share your own personal experiences and feed off of each other. As a matter of fact, a special organization was started by Charlie May's cousin, and it's called Charlie's Chance, and they're helping to educate people in the schools when it comes to epilepsy awareness and then first aid for those who have epileptic seizures. So it really is a spiraling effect that has created some good coming from Charlie May, Hannah Wilson, and Elena Burt.
Yeah, that sounds great. I'd really love to look into that. Epilepsy is probably the most concerning thing about Joanna's condition to us, because it's the scariest aspect of it. So
we've had a lot of people that have come on the show that have shared their experience, and I know that that is very concerning. We have also had the Danny Did Foundation on the Mark White Show. If you're familiar with Danny Did, they try to help families and provide equipment that can help through the night those seizures that happen when you're least expecting it.
Yeah, I haven't actually heard of that, but that's a huge concern for people, for parents in the epilepsy community, is how to monitor their children at night. So I'll definitely have to look into that one as well.
Yes, we'll connect you with the Danny Did Foundation in addition to Hannah Wilson. I want to go into another segment, and when we go into this next segment, I want to share how people can make a difference in your family's life as you pursue having a wheelchair-accessible van, because I know, as you mentioned, you've had a couple of smaller fundraisers before. So similarly to what we did for Van for Laura, we had a group of people that when something came up, we could reach out to them, and we were already connected. So I want to talk about how we can do that as a group and network together to try to continue to help your family beyond the wheelchair accessible van, okay?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us. Right now I'm talking to Laura Goins. She is a mother to Joanna, and they currently need a wheelchair accessible van. And we're going to share about how you can help when we come back. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark
White. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones, even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on the Mark White Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you could be with us today as we share about a very special need for a family in Prattville, Alabama. Joanna needs a wheelchair-accessible van, and a fundraiser has been started. And again, thanks to my friend Jamie Huey, I was tagged in a post and found out about this fundraiser and reached out to Joanna's mom, Laura. And Laura is on the line with me right now as we talk about the need for a wheelchair-accessible van. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Laura Goins.
Thank you, Mark.
Now, you talked about a couple of your children being able to help lift Joanna out of the van, and it sounds like you have some pretty great kids that are part of your family who are willing to help when they can.
Yes, that's right. We have a 12-year-old daughter, Natalie, and a 9-year-old son named Tyson. They're not quite big enough, you know, to physically lift and help with Joanna. So they can't help out with her right now, but if we had something where they could help wheel her into the van, then that would be a huge help, and they would love to participate in that way.
Yes, and I love that. I've found, even through the Andrews family and other families, that typically the siblings, they rally around the child who needs this assistance, and they become very close and bond and have such a strong love for their brother or sister.
Yes, that's definitely true.
As we talk about the fundraiser and how people can help, I know that you chose to use helphopelive.org as the place where people can go to donate. Let's talk about how people can connect, how they can donate to this effort as we pursue a van for Joanna.
Yeah, so helphopelive.org is a site that I learned about from some other families of kids with FOXC1 syndrome who also used them to raise funds for a wheelchair van. It's a nonprofit organization, and so when people make donations. It's tax deductible donations, and it goes toward a fund. And then the funds are, so for example, for our campaign, the funds are in honor of Joanna Goins. And so it goes into one big, huge fund, and then those are earmarked for Joanna, so that when we get ready to purchase our van, we just withdraw our fundraiser money from the larger fund.
Now, Laura, did you say that you had found a van that you've picked out, and now you've set a goal to purchase that particular van, or is there an amount and then you're searching for a van?
Right. So I've looked at, rather than doing a brand new van, because those are super expensive, I've looked around at used wheelchair vans and just came up with an average price for what we're looking for. And then once we have the money, we'll just have to search our local dealerships around here and see what they have available.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. And as you find those things and you share, as you find the van that you like or something that you want, then of course sharing that with people gives them that image of what you're looking for. And I know that's helpful to people who are contributing too.
Yes, you're right. As we get closer to meeting our goal is probably when we'll start actually physically looking, you know, and if we find something, we'll definitely be sharing it with everybody.
Well, Laura, I continue to wish you all the best for your family as you go through this fundraiser. And in addition to that, Joanna's health and the various things that go with that, that your family continues to have as good a quality of life as possible.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate that.
Laura, again, we want to thank Jamie Huey for sharing this fundraiser with me to let me know about it so that we could help today. And I hope that our listeners have listened and decided that they want to try to help. If they can't help financially, of course, we always welcome prayers and we always welcome people to share the post, and that doesn't cost anything. So they can share the post and let others know, and they may reach someone who wants to contribute and help you all get closer to that goal.
Absolutely. Any kind of help is greatly appreciated.
And again, tell people how they can find the website to support this effort.
So just go visit helphopelive.org. There you'll find where you can do a search for a campaign, and you just type in Joanna Goins, G-O-I-N-S, and then it'll pull up our campaign site.
Excellent. Laura Goins, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the show today to share about this need for a wheelchair accessible van. And again, we do wish you well. Thank you for being here on the Mark White Show.
Thank you so much.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged by this show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. The Goins family needs you to share right now. So share this show with the people that you love and care about, and let's find a way to help the Goins family as they raise money for this wheelchair accessible van. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Hi, I'm Elena Burt.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Looking for direction in this volatile market? Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.